From the KUNV studios in Las Vegas, you're listening to Our Metropolis, a weekly interview program with people who are changing the face of Las Vegas. And now, here is your host.
I am your host, John Katsoulimidis. I write the Katz Report for the Las Vegas Sun and LasVegasWeekly.com, and I'm in the print edition of the Las Vegas Sun on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. The Breakup Club is an organization that helps women get over the pain and heartache of a fractured relationship. Beginning December 19th, the organization is starting their first six-week course to help women navigate the holidays, which are often termed as breakup season. The course is called, appropriately enough, the Heal-a-thon, and deadline for signing up is coming up. It's December 12th. Here to talk about the Breakup Club and this six-week course is the organization's co-founder, Tristan Coopersmith. Welcome to our metropolis, Tristan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I like your name, first of all, Tristan Coopersmith. It sounds like it's out of an old Sherlock Holmes novel or something. It's very dignified.
Oh, thank you. It was actually accidental. I was supposed to be a boy, and there was no backup. My name. I have a boy's middle name as well. And
what's that?
It's Blake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's more boy-like than Tristan. Tristan, I've been as a. That's interesting, but it's a very dignified name. It's a.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it speaks to integrity and smarts, I think.
And I won't change it.
Tristan V. Coopersmith. Well, let's start here first of all with the matter at hand. Your organization is pretty ambitious. I've been reading about this Heal-a-thon, what you guys are offering. Let's just go through what it is first of all. It's a step by step process and personal inventory. It looks like. For women and how they can overcome some of the issues connected to a difficult breakup. Just tell me what it entails and how you get involved.
Sure. So it's called the Breakup Club. That's our company, and we all know what it's like to go through a breakup. It's truly heartbreak is just a universal pain, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you've gone through heartbreak, and right. it's horrible. And what my partner Janice and I did is we created a club of sorts. It's a six-week course, and we offer it a physical course in LA, and now we're having our first ever online course so that people all over the country and actually all over the world can take advantage of the course, you know, right from home in their jammies on screen to leverage what we do to be able to get through their heartbreak in a really constructive, really powerful way, because our philosophy is that if you don't go through your heartbreak in a productive, positive way, you're going to end up repeating the same mistakes from your relationship that you just had over and over again in new relationships. So we mm-hmm. always say that you'll end up dating the same guy in different shoes.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we don't want to end up doing that. What we want to do is we want to use our ex-love to get to our next love, which is hopefully a much smarter relationship, a much more fulfilling, satisfying relationship in the future. So what our course does is it takes our group of women, which is a really small, intimate group. We cap it off at 10 women at the most.
Oh, wow.
So it's really small. It's mm-hmm. really cozy because, you know, we're sharing really intimate feelings and experiences.
There's a high level of trust right when you come in. You have to trust the group. And is that a challenge coming in with somebody who's already feeling some sort of some pain involved in a breakup that where there probably would be mistrust anyway? Is it hard to get them to buy into that, just that concept alone?
That is such a good question. And interestingly enough, there isn't, because women, when they're going through a breakup, and so much of a reason that we created this club and what we found that there was a need for this is that when women are going through a breakup, interestingly, none of their friends are. Their friends are either already, you know, single and have been
selfish
single for
of them.
A while. I know. How could they? How come nobody is, like, writhing in pain and eating, like, ice cream and drinking wine for breakfast right along with them?
Some of us have been known to do that without the breakup, but that's another issue.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue that I have that I'm working through.
get another club just for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But right, it's so that what you're trying to do is find people in like circumstances, right? Going through like
correct.
Feelings. Right, okay.
So right away, you know, they sort of create this sisterhood, and it happens in the first class, we find. You know, and these are women who, you know, are different. On any other day, they would consider themselves different. You know, they have different interests, you know, different backgrounds. They're different ages. Some of them are, you know, going through a divorce, whereas some, you know, are just coming out of a six-month relationship. But mm-hmm. heartbreak is heartbreak. You know, we all bleed the same blood. We all cry the same tears. and it hurts the same. And so they find that their friends can help them only up until a certain degree, and then their advice gets tired, and their friends are, like, out of things to say. But then they come into this group environment, and they do feel this love and this trust, because these new people are like, I get it. You know what? I obsessively checked his Facebook 82 times today, too. And my best friend thought I was nuts, but here's this girl who I just met who did the same thing, and she doesn't think I'm crazy. So the trusting doesn't seem to be an issue.
Yeah, let's just go through the process of just actually getting online, because that's a different sort of dynamic than being in a support group where you're looking the your partner's in the group in the face, and you're experiencing that three-dimensional experience of emotion. Let's say, I've been through a breakup, a woman's been through a breakup, and she wants to get involved in this particular format. They just go to the website, right?
Yeah, just go to our website, which is break-upclub.com.
Right.
And the reason that we created the online course is because we had such a great demand for our LA course, and so many people through Twitter and through Facebook were like, hey, when are you coming to Houston? When are you coming to Atlanta? When are you coming to Nigeria? And we got people from, because again, it's universal. And since the class, is a 6-week long course, and the reason that it's 6 weeks long is because you can't rush healing.
Uh-huh,
you can't just, make it happen in a weekend. Although we wish we could, fast forward it. It takes time. And the way we've created our curriculum and our lessons, and there's homework involved, it's all paced out in a way that is appropriate. So we wanted to offer the opportunity for other people to get involved. And so they enroll. And what we're doing for the holidays, because we wanted to have an opportunity to give back, was we're offering a promotion where you just pay whatever you can. The usual course fee for the online course is $199, but we're allowing women to just pay whatever it is they can. We know that, the holidays can be really cost prohibitive for people. They've got lots of gifts to buy. Economic times are really tough right now. So we're saying whatever it is you can pay, just pay it. If all you can pay is $25, $50, $100, whatever it is you can pay, we'll take it.
Right.
And what we do is we enroll people. We send them the linked information to get onto a video call so that everybody, no matter where you are, if you're, in San Diego, if you're in Portland, wherever you are, everyone's going to be able to see each other. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to see the presentation that we have. Everybody also gets this really cool box of stuff with all the supplies they need for all of the activities, because we do interactive activities in our class. They get all the homework assignments, and they even get some really fun stuff that, helps soothe them, whether it's like bubble bath or a stress ball, stuff like that too.
Right, and these are women who are going to be all over the, they could conceivably be all over the country, not just in the LA region.
Oh, yeah, already we have people signed up from all over the country. So there are a few spots left, though.
So your initiation number one here, On the Healathon, your first step is what? What is the first thing that you instruct? What is the first?
The first thing that we do is everybody. We certainly have some icebreakers, so everybody sort of gets familiar with themselves, even though it's on screen, so that we feel a little bit warmer and cozier. And we do some activities that help everybody recognize their feelings and taking control of their feelings so that they can kickstart their heart into that healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move into the stages of grief. There's actually 7 stages of getting over a heartbreak, and we talk about the healthy behaviors and the unhealthy behaviors of dealing with those things.
Right.
Like you do want to take a shower every day if you don't feel like it. Uh-huh. You want to tech cleanse yourself. We call it detoxing. Like how do you detox yourself from your guy? And part of that is deleting him from your phone and getting rid of his mom from your Facebook.
Doing the things that you're prone to do when you break up, but the exact opposite, because I know that how that is, where you want to go, like the Facebook comment you made, and go follow him on Twitter for a while, and kind of a cyber pursuit to find information. That's the absolute wrong thing to do if you want to get out of that mindset, isn't it?
And of course it is. And, quote-unquote accidentally showing up at the bar he goes to every Tuesday night after he plays basketball with his friends, looking your best with your new blowout. And what's great about the club is it really holds you accountable, because you have people that you're going to sort of answer to.
Mm-hmm.
the homework assignments in the club are also extremely important, and they're really fun. Everything we do is really fun, and we custom tailor it to the group. So if the group is really into sort of art kind of projects, we do more art therapy. If they're, you know, really into music, we do things with music. So it's all custom tailored. But we focus really on getting into the nitty gritty. We call it dirty work. Like, mm-hmm. It takes a lot of dirty work. You've got to roll up your sleeves. You've got to be willing to cry it out and mm-hmm. to do some really deep thinking about the relationship that you've been in, and think about what didn't work in it and what did, and what you're going to carry on into the next one and what wasn't, because so often we just skate on from one to the next, or we stay stuck in the last one.
Right.
So this one doesn't allow you to do it.
Tristan, how often have you seen women who come into the breakup club drift away before the end of the process? I mean, how's your success rate? The success being reaching the end of the process. Do you often find that they just do what a lot of people do, and they try to reconcile, or they just give up after a while?
Oh, no, we've never had anybody go back to their ex. We've had everybody stay the course, and it's really tremendous to watch these women sort of just blossom. I guess the best analogy from it is to, like, watch them go from, like, caterpillars to butterflies.
Right.
And to sort of, like, recognize their own strength in themselves, because breakups can really beat you down. They can really, like, lower your self-esteem. And I think part of my favorite part of the course is in week four, we do a lesson called Unearth Your Worth.
Right.
And it's all about learning how to, like, get back in touch with your own awesomeness, mm-hmm. and, you know, build up what you lost in your relationship and in yourself. Because we talk a lot about how you have to own 100% of your 50% in the relationship. It can be very easy to place total blame of a relationship gone wrong, either on him or on yourself. Like,
right.
If only I had done this, we'd be together. Or if only he had been more like this, we'd be together. So and so and so. But it's really important to be honest and take 100% ownership. And when women start to do that, they can really start to blossom and, you know, find their own unique path. And the way that women have come out of this, like, the last class is really amazing, because we hear from their own words, like, all the ways that they've grown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible. It's incredible to see, like, how small they felt, you know, in their relationship, and how big they feel now, and how excited they are to move on, you know, as single women, and then going forward into potential new relationships.
Is it possible, and have you seen examples of where women are involved, and, you know, they might be leading being led through the process, and they find someone else? And do they continue this sort of counseling process while they embark on another relationship, or when that relationship happens with another person, does that override the breakup club, and do they feel?
Yeah, it's a great question, and, you know, we're super flexible. We don't have any, like, rigid rules, like, you can't date while you're doing this. It hasn't happened yet, but if it did, you know, we'd certainly, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that women are really focused when they come to this class to healing
mm-hmm.
their past and getting it right the next time. And sometimes when you bring somebody else new into the mix, it convolutes the process.
Right.
And uh-huh. I think they know that. We don't talk about whether you can do that or whether you cannot do that. And everything that we do, we make as recommendations, and we, you know, explain why these are recommendations, and it's based on research. So
right.
It's easy to sort of buy into it. But, you know, and the 6 weeks go so quickly. All of these women, when they're done with the course, they're like, I can't believe how fast it went. And they kind of aren't making time in their lives at the moment for dating because they're so busy in their healing process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this sounds like a very time-consuming process anyway. And it seems like when you get into it, it has to be the priority at that moment. You know, you're not going to go off and start, you know, looking for the next relationship until you fix yourself, until you feel healthy anyway. So
yeah,
it's a lot less likely to do that.
Definitely. And it definitely takes time, but we meet for, it's once a week, and whether it's online or it's the physical course, it's an hour and a half class. And then there's homework in between, and the homework they love. It's like I said, it's really fun. And, mm-hmm. you know, it can take anywhere from, you know, 20 minutes in a week to a few hours.
Give me an example of what the homework's like. What do you do between sessions?
So there's all different types of activities. We can do anything such as creating a what we call a vision board, which would be creating a collage of how you want your future love life, what you want it to look like in images and in words and pictures. And the idea behind that is you're literally creating it, which one can help you, you know, manifest it, and two, it's a reminder to yourself of, you know, this is what it's going to be like. We do things like helping women become comfortable in their own skin and helping them be, you know, comfortable single. So we send them out on a field trip to date themselves. So they have to go, you know, they have to pick a place to go where they normally wouldn't be comfortable going by themselves. Maybe that's out to dinner or to the movies. And they need to go alone and see what that experience is like.
And that is for what? Is that just to feel like they're going to be okay in any circumstance, and they don't physically need another person around them? Is that what that is to?
Yeah. There's a big difference between being alone and being lonely, and oftentimes we confuse the two words. And you know, being lonely is not okay, but being alone is not only okay; it's actually really healthy. And so oftentimes women going through a breakup, they get really stuck and really down and out in the feeling of being lonely. And we want to teach them to be healthfully alone.
Right.
And what it means to sort of like be refueled by your alone time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not to sort of just rebound right into the next relationship, but to like honor themselves enough to like wait for, you know, a good relationship. And sort of, and because part of what we do in Breakup Club is sort of charting out what that means.
Right. And often if you can't be alone in public or can't be seen alone in public, like going to simple things like going to a restaurant or going to a movie, you're probably going to have a problem with being alone in any context. I mean, that probably reflects some other greater need, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know some people who are that way. They refuse to go to a restaurant by themselves. They refuse to, you know, they have to have somebody with them in public all the time because of the way it might look like.
Yeah, because we are, right, and that we do talk a bit about, you know, the difference between dependent, independent, and interdependent relationships, and we try and teach our girls about, you know, guiding them towards interdependent relationships.
Right.
And that's new to many of them.
Are these sessions either online or in person? They're mediated and sort of directed by you and Janice, or the co-founder, is that right? How does that work? How do you guys get involved in each of these?
We're both there for all of the sessions, and we have a preset curriculum for every single class. We begin the class with a power thought. It's a quote that we love. That
power thought
overarches. Yeah, power thought. It's an overarching thought for the theme of the day.
Okay.
And we go through lessons for that day, and throughout the lessons, we have interactive activities that tie in to sort of concretize that lesson that we're learning. And there's a lot of talk throughout, of course, like, you know, sharing the experiences, revealing what happened throughout the week and that people want to share about. And then we talk to our girls throughout the week too.
Right. Do you just go around the room and everybody has a set period of time to speak?
It's more informal than that.
Okay.
Really, after the first week, people feel so comfortable with each other that they just talk when they want to talk, and everybody shares.
You just allow them to come naturally out of their shell to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wondering because, you know, like I'm thinking about these environments where people come in and they might not want to really reveal what's going on inside their head and heart right away, and might not, you know, for that reason, might not be getting as much out of it as some other people might, right?
Yeah, and they don't. There's no pressure to share. People don't want to share. So far, we haven't had any problems with people not wanting to share. People want to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the real breakout, something we can't mimic online, but something we do in our LA class, which is fantastic, is we go to a park on the second week where we're talking about the stage of grief, anger, and we go to a park and we hang up a pinata, and to earn the price of admission to hit the pinata is that you need to shout out loud something that you're angry with in regards to your past relationship, your ex, or yourself.
Right.
And it is an incredible flood of emotion. And so this is extremely helpful for, in a group, you're always going to have a couple of sort of quieter, more reserved women in the group. And this is what breaks them out of their shell.
Yeah.
And it's really helpful because it gets them starting to think about, you know, if you have, we'll always have in a group, you know, a woman who thinks that her ex was amazing and she just lost the best guy that ever lived and there will never be another guy as great. And this exercise starts getting her to think, like, you know what? He wasn't that great. And he did this, and whack, and he did that, and whack.
Wow.
And maybe she's angry with herself because she put up with it for 2 years longer than she really wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And whack.
It sounds like you might need more than one pinata for somebody.
Yeah. It's a dozen
pinatas.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Is.
The last time we did it, it was pretty funny because as we were doing this at 9 o'clock at night, there was a Boy Scout troop that was coming out of we did it at a park at a YMCA, and they just were like jaw drop watching all these hot girls beat a pinata, screaming at it.
There's no patch for that in Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so we just chucked them some candy. They're probably so freaked out.
This is the alternative universe Boy Scouts, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, don't break any girl's hearts.
Exactly. They probably learn more by watching you guys than they will in all of their Boy Scout activities.
I know. I'm like, these girls will go crazy on you if you break their hearts.
Exactly. You're listening to Our Metropolis. Our guest this week is Tristan Coopersmith, the co-founder of the Breakup Club. Their first Helathon, their online tutorial about how to get over a breakup over the holidays is coming up. The deadline for signing up is December 12th. The Breakup Club, what's the website again? Is break-upclub.com. Is that right?
You got it.
Tristan?
Yeah.
Let me and your partner's Janice Godelli.
Yes.
How did you pronounce her last name? Godelli? What is your background? How did you get involved in this? Are you guys clinical psychologists, licensed in the field, educated in this field, or victims of assorted breakups? What kind of authority do you have in the field?
Well, I'm actually getting my graduate degree as an MFT right now, but my background is as an author. I wrote a book called Menu Dating, Taste Test Your Way to the Main Course, which is a really fun single girl's guide to dating as, you know, curiously and as much as you possibly can to find somebody confidently. The whole premise of the book is dating Tapas style. So you date all the different flavors that you possibly can. And by doing that, by being this sort of assortment of different men, that's how you gain confidence in what it is that you want and need in a relationship.
So you're a real proponent of without a better term, trial and error.
Kind absolutely.
In this, yeah, right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote that book, and that book led to private coaching. And so I've been coaching mostly single women, a few single men, but mostly single women for a long time through their trials and tribulations of dating and heartbreak, dispersed in here and there. And as what I call myself, as a love stylist. So I do internal and external makeovers with women.
Right.
And also do a ton of writing for various websites here and there, but mostly surrounding coaching, and I'm working on my second book now. And Janice and I teamed up after Janice has her, you know, we always say that we have one big breakup in our life. After the end of her big breakup, she was thinking, wow, you know, all my friends are, you know, married or in a committed relationship right now, and wouldn't it be cool if there was a group of women that weren't married that I could talk to endlessly and get advice from? And she brought the idea to me, and together we formed the Breakup Club, and we just thought it would be a fabulous idea to have this forum.
And how long ago was this?
Towards the beginning of the year.
Okay. I wonder, and you touched on it, we did talk about this a little bit before we actually went on the air. Boys, men, in the Breakup Club culture and universe, Is there a place for them, and how do they enter into this whole dynamic? I mean, you've counseled, in effect, single men occasionally, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
What how do they factor into this, if at all?
It's funny because we've gotten a few requests for groups for men, and not enough to do a group mm-hmm. yet. We'd love to do a group for men. We love the idea that there are men out there that are open to committing themselves to a 6-week course to constructively, you know, get through their breakup. Men who really want to, you know, feel, heal, and seal their heartbreak mm-hmm. In a very real way. And should there ever come to be, you know, a real opportunity for it, we would totally do it. In my experience, working with a couple of men that I've worked with, they enjoy the talk therapy aspect of coaching, but they don't like the hands-on work. And we do a lot of hands-on work. Mm-hmm. So whether it's the interactive activities in class or it's the homework assignments, that's our style. We find it's really, really important because it makes those lessons stick and it holds you accountable too.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a male female style of learning, if it's the amount of time wanting to put into it. I'm not sure, but it doesn't really work for the guys.
Yeah, it might be all of that, you know.
Yeah, you tell me.
I don't know. I'm thinking as you speak there, you know, and you know, I've gone through, you know, I'm familiar with recovery programs. You know, I know that kind of work. And there's a difference in that universe. It's also, you know, kind of group counseling and sharing your experience, strength, and hope in that kind of a universe. And women are often a lot more spiritually connected than men. That's one thing I noticed. They are willing to do that type of inner work more so than men. And I don't know why that is, but guys would rather go out and build a shed for like 6 hours and do 10 minutes of work on their own emotions and their feelings. I don't know why that is, but that seems to be the case. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and I find even in my private practice, you know, when I write a blog or post something up on my Facebook or write an article, I get comments from men only when it has to do with sex. So, you know, I don't know.
Speaking for all men, we couldn't be prouder of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it sometimes. Well, Tristan, we have reached the end of this particular session. We're out of time. But I really appreciate the discussion and all the information. It's been a really interesting, really fascinating conversation. The Healathon, again, the deadline is December 12th. Go to the Breakup Club website. That's break-upclub.com. Break-upclub, one word, .com. And the whole thing starts December 19th, right?
It does. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. We'd love to have you visit Las Vegas. We'll do a show about why Las Vegas. Next one we do will be why Las Vegas itself is such a breakup haven.
You know, I wrote a blog, actually, that you would love, and it was essentially, I'll email it to you, but essentially the idea was why women should let their men go to Vegas and not give them a hard time about it.
One-way ticket?
Yeah, right? But the guys liked that blog, for example. Those are the blogs that the guys like that I write.
Las Vegas was built on that kind of sentiment. All right. For all of us at Our Metropolis, this is John Katsalamidis reminding you to stay tuned for Observations.
Thank you for joining us for Our Metropolis. Join us again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Our Metropolis.